Macmillan Audio presents The Widow Queen by Elżbieta Herzyńska. Read for you by Cassandra Campbell. To all the anonymous, forgotten princesses, the nuns, wives, mothers, and rulers about whom history is silent, the girls marked in biographies of dynasties with a sad NN. AD 960, the Prince of the Forest Glades. Duke Mieszko I of Poland was the fourth son of the Piast line and the strongest of them yet. A ruthless leader who expanded Poland's borders through cunning and strength. For the good of his growing young nation, he married a Czech princess, Dobrawa, and brought her father's armies and her religion to Poland. For her, Mieszko betrayed the old gods and slayed the old priests. The duke had many children with many wives, but Dobrawa was his true love. The two children she gave him bore the weight of the dynasty on their shoulders. Their son, Bolesław, and their daughter, who came into the world under dark omens. And so, like a spell for happiness and strength, they gave her a holy name. Świętosława, she was called. The Bold One. Part 1. Lambs to the Slaughter. The Piast House, 984 to 985. 1. Poland. The island in the middle of the frozen lake, the home of the great Polish duke, was lit by cold moonlight. Like every winter, the ice connected the island to the surrounding banks, but the stronghold could not be reached by crossing the frozen waters. The bridges were the only way to reach the duke's dwelling, which was guarded by double ramparts, high as ash trees. Two bridges, like mooring ropes holding boats in place, west and east. Two arms, like a mother's nursing her child. The western bridge led to the road to Poznania, the eastern to Gniezno. Between them was the Isle of Ostrów Leniki, hidden like a treasure. After all, it was a treasure hold, the dynasty's hidden nest, the place where the duke's children were raised. And the bridges, like umbilical cords, could lead those children into the world. Two bridges, two children who had almost reached adulthood, and ice all around them on a night lit up by a winter's full moon. Świętosława let her eyelids fall shut. She was sitting on a wide bench with her legs tucked beneath her, a servant combing her long hair. Small clouds of mist escaped with her every breath. She was breathing deeper and deeper until she finally rested her head on the soft fox fur that covered the bench. Her hair fluttered as it fell below the backrest. The hand holding the comb froze in midair. "Is she asleep?" the servant asked, looking to the corner of the chamber, where a girl in a simple woolen dress sat on an iron-clad chest. She sat in the same position as Świętosława, with her legs tucked under her, head cocked to one side. Her face revealed nothing. Bolesław moved his shoulders to settle his chainmail over his leather caftan. He buckled his belt. He checked that his knife slid smoothly from its sheath. Sweeping hair away from his face, he glanced at his waiting comrades. Dark-eyed Zarad, ginger Bjornar, and fair-haired skinny Jaska stood at the chamber's door, watching him tensely. Two dogs lay at Bolesław's feet. "Ready?" he asked. "Your cloak," Jaska said, throwing him the wolf-fur-lined wool. "Gloves," Bjornar added as he passed them over. "And your sword." Zarad's eyes flashed in the chamber's darkness.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?